You're so wonderful. session. And again, it's only going to last maybe 10 minutes, but every service will begin with the Pastor's Corner, sponsored by the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. And I want to share with this inaugural session, you pastors, that feel that you've been called to be a pastor or the head of a ministry, or you've been pastoring for years. This information is going to be a blessing you. We're going to be dealing with so many different subjects that affect the leadership of a Christ-centered ministry. You need to call other pastors and tune in to this from now on. Now, today we're going to do something very quick and very, very easy, because you're pastors. We already, you're pastors in Christ. We are assuming already that you're Christ-centered and that you're Holy Ghost-filled. So we're going to go a little bit further. We feel that you have the nature of Christ. You exhibit the nature of Christ. Now, you can find, God, hallelujah, the nature of Christ in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's the nature of Christ. And that is the nature that should be exhibited in you. That's the fruit that should fall from you. People will should see that in you. Mm. Also, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Mm. There are three things. You want to be successful in ministry. In fact, you want to be successful in life, in your home, your neighborhood, your community, in life, spiritually or secularly. There are three things that you must have, hallelujah, and I'm going to give them to you, and I'm going to give you the scriptures to back up what I'm saying, hallelujah. The first thing is to have a coachable, teachable spirit. Do not be a know-it-all, because you don't know it all, hallelujah. A coachable, teachable spirit. This is mandatory. This is not something that you can do this or not. You got to have all three of these. Two will not make you successful. And success is being in the will of God. Success is doing what God wants you to do, when he wants you to do it, and how he wants you to do it. Success is pleasing God. Mm-hmm. So, again, have a coachable, teachable spirit. Ephesians 4:11 and Proverbs 15:22. Now, 4:11 talks about the gifts to the church. And what are the gifts for? Hallelujah. For the perfecting of the saints, the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and the edification of the body of Christ. So we all get it together. See, this is what this is your purpose. So you have to have a coachable, teachable spirit. Hallelujah. Number two, you have to have a burning desire to please God or be excellent. Have a burning desire to please God and be excellent. They're really synonymous. But if you're dealing in a secular setting, they may not understand that. But again, have a burning desire to be excellent. Have a burning desire to please God. And those 1 Thessalonians 4:1, hallelujah. Of course, glory to God. Glory to God. Hebrews 11. And 6, hallelujah. Glory to God. James 2:17. I'm giving you time to write this down, because you need to know this. You need to have this in your spirit. You need to understand that. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11 and 1 and 11 and 6. Okay, hallelujah. You need to know this. Write it down. You want to please God. You want to be excellent. Have that burning desire to please God and be excellent. That's number two. And number three, a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Matthew 5:41. Hallelujah. Again, Mark 12:30. Have a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Now, some folk have seen a poem that someone wrote called "And Then Some." Well, I can even affix that to this. Have a willingness to work and then some. Again, these three things, pastors, these three things you must have if you want to be a success. Have a coachable, teachable spirit. Don't be a know-it-all, because you don't know it all. Have a burning desire to please God and be excellent, and a willingness to work and go the extra mile. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. This is going to end our pastor's corner for the day. I just want to have a couple of footnotes. Pastors, you need to put down your spiritual genealogy, because folk are going to ask you about that. People who are really spiritual going to ask where you came from, your spiritual genealogy. You're going to need to lease your spiritual father and his father. I know five generations of my, glory to God, spiritual genealogy. I'm going to tell you it right now. George G. Lake, that's right. Gordon Lindsay, glory to God. A.A. Allen, R.G. Hardy, and Mitchell Warren. That's my spiritual genealogy. Thank you, Lord. You have to have a spiritual covering. Now, I'm not going to list all of my spiritual coverings, because I have five spiritual coverings. Glory to God. I'm covered like a blanket. You need to be too, because somebody's going to ask you who's your spiritual covering. And if you don't have one, either two ways you can get off from not being out of order. You can be searching for a spiritual covering, or you didn't know you need to have one, but you do. A spiritual covering is necessary. God bless you. This ends the Pastor's Corner for today, sponsored by the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. God bless you. Love you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, pastors who joined us in this pastor's corner. We thank you, Lord, that you're encouraging them. You're building them up. You're edifying them. Oh, God, you're providing for every need and abundance. We thank you, Lord, that they are now believing for what you have put in their hearts. They're not concerned about paying for it. They are concerned about believing for it, because, hallelujah, God, you said in your word that you will provide the resource. You just want us to believe for it. So we energize, hallelujah. We place an impartation of grace and mercy and blessings on every pastor, every elder, every minister, every person that feels that they've been called to be a pastor. We thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And now we go into our regular service. Hallelujah. God bless you. Love y'all.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thine will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, have done. own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord. Wash me just now, as in thy presence. Humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Hold of my being, absolute sway. Filled with thy spirit, till all shall see Christ only always living in me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our Old Testament reading, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Old Testament reading. Our New Testament reading is Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for even allowing us to read it. As we know, the word of God is never, ever, ever going to change. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for another Sunday, another service, where the saints of God can come together and worship God collectively. Saints of God, we don't all have to be in the same place. Right now, we're not even all on the same continent. Hallelujah. We're all on the same, all in the same world, but you know what? We're worshiping the same God.
Hallelujah.
We're worshiping
Hallelujah.
The same Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And that's what's so wonderful about him. Hallelujah. You can be over there in Africa. You can be in Asia. You can be in Poland, in Greek, hallelujah, in Italy, in Spain, hallelujah. But you know what? He's the same God.
Hallelujah.
He's the same God. He's the same
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. And that's what's so wonderful about him. You can take him for whatever you want to take him for. And he will be to you whatever you want him to be to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. I thank God I learned that at a young age. He will be to me whatever I take him to be. Hallelujah. And God has proven himself to do just that. If I need him to be my way maker, he'll make a way. Hallelujah. If I need him to be the one to divide the water so I can cross over, that's what he'll do too. He'll put the right person in the right seat at the right time. Whoever I have to go to and talk to, hallelujah. I've seen him do it. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God is just an awesome Father. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his goodness, for his mercy. Hallelujah. And thanks to God, we want you to send in the testimonies. Hallelujah. We are getting them in weekly. Hallelujah. Of God and his healing power. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for him healing. One sister from healing from cancer. Another one removing a cyst. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. And God is able. Thank you, Lord. Another one clearing up the sight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. God is awesome. I thank God for protecting, hallelujah, making a way, hallelujah, for being my provider. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because he is proving himself to be the same God, hallelujah, that I've known a long time ago. He hasn't changed. He hasn't changed. Hallelujah. Being a way maker. Thank you, Jesus. Being a provider. He's my Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's a many things to many people. Hallelujah. And when I pray and I'm thinking of his attributes, hallelujah, I say, Lord, I thank you for being my Jehovah. Because he just provides. Hallelujah. Thanks to God, I am serious. If I need a safety pin, and it may seem, y'all, it may seem so insignificant, but if you need to hold something together and you're in a spot you can't sew something and all you need is a safety pin, hallelujah. And right then and there, honey, I've been there, and God has provided the safety pin.
Hallelujah.
I've needed a cellophane tape to tape up a bulletin board. And as I was driving back to work, the cellophane tape was rolling across the street.
Come on now.
The roll of tape, thanks to God, I am not kidding.
Hallelujah.
The roll of tape was rolling across the street.
Yes.
And I had to take a double take, like, is that really a roll of tape? And the Lord had it rolling. I don't know if it fell out somebody's window, fell out somebody's door, or a little kid threw it out the window. But you know what? I needed it at the time. And that's what God was doing for me. He was supplying
Hallelujah. My
need at that time. Hallelujah. I remember once I lost my bus pass. I went the time that I was riding the bus, and I was getting ready to get on the walking to the bus stop, but I had to stop at the supermarket first, and I lost my bus pass in the supermarket. Oh, my gosh. You know, that can be traumatic, that your way of transportation just disappeared. Oh, my goodness. And you don't have any money because this bus pass will take you through the whole month. I went back to the supermarket. Don't you know it was still laying on the floor? Don't you know you can ask God, Lord, blind what is mine to everybody else's eyesight? You can drop, you can drop your money. Ask God, Lord, blind it to everybody else's eyes because it's mine. God has done that. That's what he did for my bus pass. Hallelujah. There's one time that I was sharing with my daughter on yesterday. There's one time I was walking to the bus stop, and I needed 15 more cents. God let me find 35 cents on the ground. Hallelujah.
More than
one day when I got to the bus stop, the $3 was on the ground at the bus stop. I said, Lord, I thank you. Because he was my Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
He will be to you just what you need him to be. Hallelujah. And God filled up your faith with starting with small things to bigger things. And to bigger things, and to bigger things. Hallelujah. God is awesome. We praise God. He knows just right where we are in our faith. And he will allow you to, he'll just drop in your spirit. Trust me. Trust me for what you want. I'm there for you. I got your back.
Yes.
Just like a good friend, just like that buddy, when y'all got your backs against each other in a fight, think you all by yourself, y'all turn around and smack hands, and then you go fisticuffs. Hallelujah. And you knock out the enemy. Hallelujah. That's how God is.
Peace.
God got your back. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's what God has proven himself to me.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm so glad I know this Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad my mama taught me when I was little, and I'm so glad I took it in and I listened. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Answer the broadcast. Send in your prayer request or call me back and tell me something, because I would really like to keep a diary of the miracles. I really would. I would like to keep a journal of the miracles that God is working in the people of God's lives during this broadcast because of the word of God that he's sending out through Bishop Byrd. Hallelujah. The next voice you will hear will be the voice of Bishop Byrd.
Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. I tell you, that testimony was really something else. I know, and as she was sharing her testimony, I began to think about the times when God miraculously did things in my life. Glory to God. And healed. Glory to God. I tell you, I was thinking about the time I was working and had a stroke on the jaw. They took me in an ambulance to the hospital. I tell you, you know, when you have a stroke, I put it this way, it's nip and tuck, number one, whether you live or die, and then whether you have some residual complications or effects. Well, I thank God that I've recovered. Glory to God. The Lord, I mean, the Lord is something now, you know. I'm Lord, and he knows who he's dealing with. Because the day I got, glory to God, what do you call it, discharged from the hospital, I had a speaking engagement. I called another a minister of the Most High God. I said, you're going to have to do this speaking engagement for me because it had affected my speaking. But I went to this place anyway, and I told them that they could hardly hear me, you know, audible. I said, I just thank God. I just got out of the hospital, but I'm still praising God. And I was bubbling, and you know how it is when you've seen it when you have a stroke and it's affecting even your speech. But less than 2 weeks, I was 100%. And as you notice, I don't have any problems with talking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I thought I heard an amen out there. You know, somebody, come on now. Y'all better leave me alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what the Bible said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Oh, you weren't trying to harm me? Okay, that's all right then. I'm going to let you slide. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. I thank God before we go into what we're going to be sharing today. I just thank God for allowing this ministry to cover so many. God, we are an international ministry. We are part of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Of course, this is the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. But I'm going to tell you something. God is blessing us to show all over this country and in the world. We're building a hospital in Uganda. We're supporting Pacific Garden Missions. We're supporting the St. Jude's Hospital. We're supporting even, you get an Al Daily Bread, your pastor gives out an Al Daily Bread. Guess what? We support Our Daily Bread. We are supporting so many ministries. We have a ministry to the homeless. Glory to God. We have folk calling us. I'm a Operation Hope. We got Operation Freedom. Glory to God. We got dealing with ministries. Hallelujah. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International is covering so many, many areas in the world. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. And we just praise him because we get folk, like I said, someone called last week and want to align themselves with us, want us to be their covering. And look, hallelujah. And that was our pastor in Essex. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. And look here, we're not ashamed nor reluctant. There's no reticence in us to pray for somebody else, to bless somebody else. Hallelujah. We bless all of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm a go ahead, but I just needed to say that. Is that all right with y'all? Can I get an amen? If I can't buy one, can I rent one? All right. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this opportunity nor this responsibility lightly.
but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory on today. Bless someone, heal someone, deliver someone, save, fill with your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Meet every man, woman, boy, or girl under the sound of my voice at the point of their need. Bless every family represented in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have your way today, O God. Give 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And Satan, we say, if you notice right now that we bind you in Jesus' name. We evict you right now. We cast you out right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We cancel every plan, every device, every strategy, every tactic, everything you set up to steal, kill, or destroy the word on today. It will not work. Hallelujah. We bring your works to naught. Hallelujah. We decimate your kingdom. We destroy, hallelujah, your works in Jesus' name. Get thee behind us, Satan, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then get the stepping. Hallelujah. We evict you from our premises and from our service. Hallelujah. From our lives in Jesus' name. Oh, yes. Today we're evicting you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we thank you, oh God, for your grace and your mercy on today. We thank you, Lord, for every soul, every person, every family that's under the sound of my voice today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the miracles that are, as I speak even right now, the miracles that are being performed right now. Hallelujah. Miracles, glory to God. Every system of your bodies. Hallelujah. Miracles in the home, in the family. Hallelujah. In the ministry. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We call it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. I want you, y'all to know that for the last 2 weeks, well, let me back up. The last two services, because we was Wednesday and then the Sunday prior to that, we were dealing with the message, a place for everything and everything in its place. Hallelujah. And I got a surprise for you. This is part three, glory to God, of a place for everything and everything in its place. Tell somebody, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Or neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
A place for everything.
Everything.
And everything in its place.
Everything.
Tell another neighbor. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Or neighbor.
Hmm.
A place for everything and everything in its place. And if you're only one sitting there by yourself listening to this, hallelujah, you say self, and you say it with attitude. Self, a place for everything, and a hallelujah, a place for everything. Okay, a place for everything, and everything in its place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, let's praise the Lord just for a little while right now. Oh, we bless your name, O God. We praise your name, O God. We glorify your name. Worthy is the Lamb of God. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My soul desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Oh, lift your hands up, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Coming
quench,
hallelujah,
this thirsting of my soul.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bread of heaven.
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 up,
my cup,
fill it up, and let me hold. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench
this thirsting of my soul.
Bread
of heaven. I want
more. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole. Oh,
bread of heaven.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Bread of heaven.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Bread of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Feed me till I want no more.
Oh, my, 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 my.
Fill my cup. Fill it up.
Hallelujah.
Fill it up. Fill it up.
Hallelujah.
Make me whole. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God, hallelujah. We just praise your name right now. We just, hallelujah, we just getting all happy up in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Your praise is just like fire shut up in our bones, oh God. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Look, Jesus, we thank you for those folks that have tuned in to us. We thank you for Angie. Hi, Angie. Hallelujah. Ronald, glory to God. Mother Harris, bless you. Jerry Cleveland, God bless you, man of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Linda Blackwell,
bless,
God, bless you over there. Glory to God.
Bless
you got Tiffany with you. Oh, bless be God. Baruch Shemando, not. Glory to God. Apostle Barbara, glory to God. Pastor Shelly, oh,
thank
the songbird. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Y'all are songbirds. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Holy Ghost filled songbirds of God.
Hallelujah.
We enjoyed the program yesterday at 2 o'clock, by the way. It was awesome. Glory to God. Apostle Margie, glory to God. Margie Mercer, we definitely enjoyed your program this morning at 8:30. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bishop elect Norman. Glory to God. Well, that's right. I said that. Well, bless God. Oh, I'm so glad that you're on the call. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All you others. Hallelujah. Kathy and Patricia. Pamela, Danielle, Shelly,
glory,
glory to God, Pastor Jason Roseboro, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, blessed be Adonai. I got to slow down because this thing getting good to me. And y'all know what happens when you step on a gas, what happens to your car? God. You get faster and faster. I got to watch out. Hallelujah. Well, bless be God. God bless you all. Some of you I haven't seen in the spirit. Wait a minute now. Oh, Kevin, hallelujah. Yeah, you know who you are. Look here. Y'all need to call our ministry number, 410-444-5152, to talk about your glory to God. Hallelujah. Your testimony. Give your testimony. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sheila, glory to God. Over there, Jessus, glory to God. God bless you, baby. How you doing? Glory to God. No, I don't believe it. Oh, the brother from Team Keep It Clean. On listen to my radio program. God bless you, brother. Glory to God. I know you must be saved because you got a program called Team Keep It Clean talking about sports. Bless you, brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at you. Hallelujah. Over there on the Eastern Shore, down in North Carolina, Alabama, Poland. Oh, my goodness. The U.K., China, hallelujah, glory to God. Alaska, God bless you. How you doing over there? Forgot her name, but she ran for vice president one year. Glory to God. How you doing? You looking out your backyard? Looking over at Russia? God bless you, hallelujah. Oh, bless me, God. But a good show, man, do not. Oh, we having a good time right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you would turn with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got to get the timekeeper. Timekeeper, what time is it right now?
340.
Oh, I think she said 3:40. I think I got some time. Hallelujah. So we here till 4:30. So we in good shape. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you would turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, and we're going to do verse 33 and verse 40. Again, the title of this message is A Place for Everything.
Yeah.
And everything in its place.
Hallelujah.
And I forgot to do the housekeeping rules. Get a pen, pencil, paper, pen, pencil, something to write on, because I'm going to give you scriptures. I'm going to tell you stuff that you need to write down. You want to keep notes, because this is good stuff for the hearer. You want to keep notes. Amen. So go ahead and do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And before we go any further, glory to God, I want to deal with the meal that heals. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
The meal that heals. Go get a cracker, a piece of bread, something to drink, because we're going to have Holy Communion.
Amen.
Oh, I know what you say. Say, you do that every service. Yes, because it's the meal that heals. And when we are doing this, as we do this, people are being healed and delivered. Cancers are being dissolved. Diabetes is being, the glucose level is going to normal. High blood pressure is being eradicated, and what's happening is going to normal. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That attack, that virus attack on your body is disappearing. That tumor is disappearing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That eye problem is being corrected 100%. Hallelujah. And you know what? It's because not only do we have a relationship with God, not only do we have fellowship with Christ, but we have communion with Christ. Hallelujah. That's when you real get intimate with Christ. And we want to get intimate with the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Glory to God. If you would turn to in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Again, 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 34. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give you a little time to do that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
The word of the Lord says to examine yourselves.
Hallelujah.
And so, Father God, hallelujah. First of all, Lord, you are Jehovah Shitkanu.
Thank you, Lord.
You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pleasing in your sight.
Hallelujah.
Every sin of omission and commission.
Hallelujah.
Forgiven, so God. And Lord, we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves.
Yes.
We release ourselves and all others to the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Holy Spirit, have your way today. Thank you, Jesus.
Have your way.
The word said to examine yourselves, and we, Father God, we examine ourselves now. We comprehend, be fully aware, we understand what your body and blood has done for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24, or is it 1 Peter 2:29? It's one of those, y'all. Glory to God. I'm going to get it right. Hallelujah. Says, with your stripes, we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5 says, we washed our, you washed our sins with your own blood. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Ephesians 1:7. That's right. Ephesians 1:7. Colossians 1:14 says, we have redemption through your blood. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Matthew 26:28 says, our sins are forgiven because of the blood. So we thank you, Lord, for your blood. Hallelujah. And Father God, we rightfully discern the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we take the communion worthily. Now, your word does say in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 through 34, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, bless thee God the Lord. Hallelujah. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body of the and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessing to ourselves,
yes.
Strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. We lift up the elements of communion right now. We thank you for them, O God. We ask that you would bless them and anoint them, sanctify them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Your words say in Numbers 23:19, you are not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do. Paraphrase the course. Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, and which it was sent. We thank you for your word, O God, because there's one thing you put above yourself. Psalms 138:2 says so. It's your word. Psalms 89:34 says that you keep covenant, and what you have said out of your mouth is not going to change. Again, Psalms 138:2 says you put your word above yourself. Thank you, Lord. So we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. And on the same night in which you were betrayed, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You took the bread. And when you had given thanks, and we thank you, you broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Yada boshaha. Yada boshakama. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Even as I speak, I declare and declare healing in the land. Glory to God. I declare healing. Acts 10:38. I declare healing. And the word of the Lord says, and he healed them all. I declare healing. Glory to God. I declare, hallelujah, healing in every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for healing every system of our bodies. Right now, we have now faith, Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, hallelujah, the urinary system. We thank you, O God, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, your word says that healing is the bread of your children. Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said in your word, Galatians 3:26. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 3:1-2. Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100. We are your children,
yes,
the sheep of your pasture.
Yes, thank you.
Again, hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:26. 1 John 3:1-2 and Psalms 100. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, O God. We thank you, Father,
thank you,
for our healing right now.
Thank you.
Yes. Likewise, on the same night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took the cup and when he had given thanks, and we thank you, Lord, he declared, "This is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's drink together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our homes, our families, our loved ones.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past,
thank you,
present, and future sins. Covers our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land,
yes, yes,
as we work and play,
thank
as
you,
we walk and talk, as we worship and hallelujah, and praise,
yes,
and as we roll along just in case we're in a wheelchair. Thank God. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost,
yes,
and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite,
thank you,
we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already destroys,
yes,
decimates,
yes,
annihilates,
thank
you, discombobulates,
thank you,
eradicates, brings to nil, nullifies, makes of no effect. Destroys every curse against us and our family. I don't care how long the curse has been going on. We curse it right now.
Hallelujah.
Curse the curse right now in Jesus' name. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our families. Fire, fire, fire,
fire,
fire, fire, fire, fire, fire, fire.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ undoes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Severs.
Thank you, God.
Cuts.
Yes.
Combobulates. Nullifies.
Thank you, God.
Brings to naught. Makes of no effect. Brings to nil. Destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we remember you, O God. Hallelujah. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart. was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
And one more thing. Hallelujah. We're going to do it right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of life that is right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our family daily confession. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor. That's right. Let me start from the beginning again because we got to get this right. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family. Every man, woman, boy, girl in our indirect family. Our in-laws, outlaws, and other relatives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. According to Job 22:28. Romans 4:17, and 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Job 22:28, hallelujah, and Romans 4:17. Now we can begin again. I want you to repeat after me, because I want you to decree this and declare it in your own lives. I want you to say it out of your mouth, because, hallelujah, nothing happens until you think the right thought and say the right thing. And we're about to say the right thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in my family.
I speak for every woman, boy, girl in my family.
According to Job 22:28.
According to Job 22:28.
And Proverbs, excuse me, Romans. Glory to God. 4:17.
Romans 4:17.
And 2 Kings, the first chapter.
2 Kings, the first chapter.
We decree and declare.
We decree and declare.
That we are mighty men and women of valor.
We are mighty women and men of valor.
Shaped in the image of God.
Shaped in the image of God.
Full of integrity and truth.
Full of integrity and truth.
Mighty thinkers in Jesus' name.
Thinkers in Jesus' name.
Lean, clean.
Lean, clean.
Spiritual kingdom machine.
Spiritual kingdom machine.
We know who we are.
We know who we are.
From God's perspective.
God's perspective.
And we're not intimidated.
Not intimidated.
By anything in this life.
By anything in this life.
We are brilliant.
Brilliant.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Intelligent.
Intelligent.
Powerful.
Powerful.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Strong.
Strong.
Mighty.
Mighty.
Great.
Great.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And for those who take umbrage at us saying perfect, I'm talking about that spirit self that Jesus now is dwelling in. That's the perfect part of us. That's the love zone. That is the Christ zone. It's perfect. Do you hear me? You heard? Thank you, Lord. Now let's get back. Timekeeper, what time do we have now?
4 o'clock.
Yo, glory. Got a half an hour. Let's go. Glory to God. The title of today's message, A Place for Everything and Everything in Its Place. Hallelujah. Read, glory to God, 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, the 30th. Hallelujah. When you get that, say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go ahead and read.
For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace.
Stop right there. That's all I got to tell you. Hallelujah. A place for everything. And God's plan, he gives you peace. You want to see God in your life. You want to know if God's in your life. Get some peace. You'll feel peace about it. Read in the same chapter, verse 40.
Let all things be done decently and in order.
God does things decently and in order. If it's out of order, it ain't God. Hallelujah. It look here, because you know, oh, glory to God. You just have to go back to Genesis 1 to see what I'm talking about. He wants stuff in order. And if you come and be out of order, he's going to get you in order real quick. Or he's going to pronounce Ichabod on you and leave the premises. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you get so willful, you want to be out of order. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A place for everything in your heart, there is a desire to be intimate and to know Christ. That's where Christ belongs, in your heart. That's the place for Christ, in your heart, baby, in your soul around, in your mind. You got to put Christ all over you, baby. That's the place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where Christ belongs, a place for everything. Everything is placed. Now, I did share on the other two occasions that Benjamin Franklin was tradition has it that he said that, but the Word of God said that God wants order. It's Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, "Hallelujah!
Everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven."
Come on now, that's order. God wants he has a place for everything and everything in his place. That's what he wants to do. Galatians chapter. Okay, those scriptures again we gave. 1 Corinthians 14 chapter, that was 33 and verse 40. And then Ecclesiastes 3:1. Now, glory to God. Thank you. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. I want you to get this real quick. Of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. The order of God. The order of God. The fruit of the Spirit. So you got to have the Spirit of God to have this fruit just dropping all off of you. People, hallelujah. You want to learn how to love better? Get the fruit of the Spirit and you'll learn how to love better. You want to have joy in life? Get the Holy Ghost and you'll find out that you got joy because that's part of the fruit of the Spirit. Now, I want to turn your attention to the last two fruit of the Spirit. Now, if you're looking at that scripture again, that was Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23. Now, we're looking at verse 23. The last two fruit of the Spirit, you know, notice we say fruit, not plural. Those are not fruits of the Spirit. They are fruit of the Spirit. They're all one, just like an orange on a tree. An orange is more to an orange than just that's an orange. It's got a peel. It's got the little white thing, a skin around the fruit inside the orange. It's got seeds. It's got little divisions in there. It's got a whole lot of stuff, but it's one fruit. If I go to the store and ask for, can I have an orange? He's going to give me an orange. I don't have to ask him for the different sections because I do it all by saying the fruit of the Spirit. So this, the last two fruit of the Spirit, is part of the fruit of the Spirit. And the last two, meekness and temperance. Now, a lot of you walk around with a misunderstanding of what meekness is. Meekness is not weakness.
Amen.
Meekness is not weakness. I got to say that again. A mother, we know you're hard of hearing, but in the name of Jesus, I speak healing to your eardrums. In fact, the reason why you can't hear, because the hair stopped growing in your ear. We speak hair growing in your ear, so now you can hear. Hallelujah. A miracle in your hearing in Jesus' name. Now, meekness, I'm going to say it again, does not mean weakness, nor does it mean submission. Meekness means power under control. Again, meekness means power or strength under control. Who controls that? Glory to God. I've got something for you. You can go, you put your finger in this, go to Psalms 37:23. Psalms 37, all of verse 23. Hold that. I'm coming back to that. But meekness is power or strength under control. Okay, you say, what does temperance mean? Temperance does not mean you stop drinking alcohol. I ain't talking about, because they used to have a temperance league back in the 20s and 30s. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I'm talking about temperance, controlling your emotions / feelings. Controlling your emotions / feelings. There is a commonality in the two last, notice I said the last, fruit of the Spirit, enunciated, articulated in verse 23. Hallelujah. Control is that thing. Now, I drew an analogy, and I want you to go there with me. If you look out of your window right now, and you saw a dog being wagged by its tail, I suggest you take the picture because you'll be an instant millionaire. Glory to God. And let's go a step further. If you see a dog walking down the street with his tail where his eyes are supposed to be and his eyes where his tail is supposed to be, take that picture and then go out and see if you can capture that animal because you're an instant billionaire. Come on now. Hallelujah. Now, why did I say it like that? I'm addressing you now. Emotions, feelings are not your guide. You're not supposed to be guided in your life by your emotions or your feelings. You say, what? I say, yes. Many of people have gotten married because they were guided by their emotions. Do you know getting excited because you saw a beautiful woman is an emotion? Love is not the attraction. Love develops after a relationship is established. That's emotion. That's why you hear people getting married, and 2 weeks later, they are divorced. Why? Because they made a decision because emotions or feelings. Your hormones, adrenaline, are chemicals. They are part of your emotion equation. What should you be directed, guided by? Well, I told you, Psalms 37:23. Come on now. Go to Psalms 37:23. Psalms 37:23 says,
the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
What?
He delighteth in his way.
Come on now. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Well, I've got news for you. What that implies is that the steps of a bad man are ordered by his emotions or his feelings. Ooh. I just said that. I don't think that's in the Bible, but I just said that. But you get my point. Now, I want you to think about, by the way, my reader, I want you to go to Galatians 5 and get ready to read verses 19, 20, and 21. But while I'm talking here, think about all the times when you had a misstep or a mistake, a faux pas or a failure. Oh, come on now. You just blew it in your life. Think about it. Were you guided by God or by your feelings and your emotions? I'm going to let you think about that for 20 seconds. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15. Oh, shucks. Come on, you thought long enough. God, hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. You know, because I can't speak for you, but I'm going to tell you, every mistake I made in my life, me being led by my emotion, it wasn't in the right place. a place for everything in its place. Now, ask me, well, what's the place of my emotions and my feelings? Mm. I got to go another analogy. When you were in high school and you were reading a book, and your teacher said, I want you to highlight this passage that y'all were reading in class. Or when you go home and you read your homework, to highlight the important sections of this book. Mm-hmm. So I say to you, your emotions and your feelings are highlights. They highlight your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. When you're feeling good, hallelujah. And when you're feeling bad, hallelujah, hallelujah, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Well, let's look at the animals, a cat and a dog. When they're feeling good, their tails are up in the air, waving, like they just don't care, hallelujah. When they are afraid, they're getting ready to pounce, they feel fear, and they have a predator, or whatever, their tails are to the ground. Or they're getting ready to pounce, maybe pounce on you, you better watch out. You see their tails on the ground, it's time for you to watch as well as pray and to resist the devil or bind that cat or that dog because they're getting ready to pounce. Glory to God. The tail, okay, let me say it again. The tail is not supposed to wag the dog. Neither is it supposed to be in the place of where the eye is supposed to be and the eyes where the tail is supposed to be. They're not supposed to lead the dog. I got something else. You got somebody else, and you may have even said this, and you blow off steam, you lose your temper. You don't ever lose your temper. You find it and just takes off. That's your emotion. Mm. But I got news for you. That's not you. That is not you. That's just your highlighter. That ain't you. You are not a lost temper person. That's not you. That's the enemy trying to use you, trying to use the highlighter to do other things other than highlight things happening in your life. You don't believe me? Okay, let me do this. You know the black wall, a dog. He has a long tail, you know, and then they cut the tail off. Well, they put the tail on the side of the road, you know, or where they put it somewhere, and the dog goes on. Now, he ain't got no tail, but he's still the dog. He's still Rockwaller. Is that right?
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I can't buy one. Can I rent one just a little while? Hallelujah. But you go over to that tail that was cut off, and you say, okay, tail, bark. Ain't going to say nothing. Tail, move. It ain't going to say nothing because it doesn't have life within itself. It's part of a whole. It has its place. It's a highlighter. Glory to God. The tail on an animal, hallelujah, is there for a purpose, to let others know what's going on in its life. Sometimes the tail even is there to use as to keep some flies messing around with it. The tail may swat some flies or something like that, but it's not to lead the animal.
Amen.
Your temperance, your emotion is not to lead you. You keep getting in trouble, and you got a child that's always getting in trouble. Teach him that your emotions are highlighters. They're not supposed to lead you.
Amen.
This is what happens when you let your emotions lead you. Can you read Galatians 5, 19, 20, and 21, if you would?
Galatians 5, 19, 20. It says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, and drunkenness, revelings, and such like,
of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
I've got news for you. Those who do such things are letting their emotions guide them. Now, your emotions are neutral. They reflect what's going on in your life. But they're not to control you. Now, let me share some good emotions. You look out, you know, there's a knock on your door, and you look out your peephole, and you see Ed McMahon, and he got an envelope behind him, and he got some cameras behind him. You open the door, and you have never stuttered in your life, and you say, ha, 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 ha. You start stuttering, and you know what's coming. You don't wonder, what's that, the home, the publisher's house, whatever it is. And he has a check for you, a cashing check for $3 million, and a certification that every week for the rest of your life, you're going to receive $7,000. I'm going to tell you, you can highlight. Your emotions are there to highlight what's going on in your life. That's all. They're not to lead you. See, you're not going to be jumping up and down just because, that's just doing it out of hand. You're responding to something that's happened in your life. And you got to remember that you're supposed to be a Christian. Well, God is supposed to lead you. If you're not a Christian, glory to God. You better run to Christ. Don't walk. Run to the nearest exit out of the life and the mess you're in. Hallelujah. And God will turn the mess into a message. He'll turn your test into a testimony. But glory to God. If you stay with that philosophy of letting your emotions lead you, you're going to lose jobs. You're going to lose relationships. You're going to lose families. Hallelujah. You might even lose your life. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. But if you let God lead you. See, this is important. What time do you have, sis?
4:18.
4:18. Oh, I've got 2 minutes. Hallelujah. I want you to know this. A place for everything. And everything in its place. Your emotions have a place in your life, but not to lead you, baby. If you feel your emotions are getting ready to take over and help you make a decision, back off. You stop. Say, you calm down. You know, I used to go, glory to God. I used to work for the Department of Human Resources and the local Department of Social Services. And people would come in to see me because I was an eligibility worker, and they'd be upset and angry because, number one, they've been waiting for 5 hours, and they'd be coming in to see me because they didn't get their stuff, and they yelling and screaming and all that kind of stuff. And now I could go back, yell and scream at them too, but I said, excuse me, just remember, I have to go to the little boys' room. I'll be right back. By the way, I'm going to stop by and get some water. Would you like a water or something to drink? And then I get up and walk away. And, you know, I let them answer me because that discombobulates them. And then they say, yeah, something to drink. And I go. I get time because you don't want any decision to be made out of emotion. Do you hear me? Mother, do you hear me? Father, do you hear me? Now, look here. Father, you beat that child the other day because your emotions told you to whip that child. That wasn't God leading you. That was your emotion, because they lied to your face. They deliberately stayed out late, and when they got home, you was upset. Your emotions was at the forefront. I suggest to you, I recommend to you, if you want to stay in the right standing with God, you let your emotions pass, and then you come back and revisit that circumstance.
Amen.
Do you hear me out there? Do you hear me? Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? Every time a child does something and pushes your button,
Don't you dare respond emotionally, because the duty of a child is to test all the limits.
Amen.
The duty of a parent is to set the limits.
Amen.
But not setting the limits with emotion, setting it with the word of God.
Amen.
Setting it with, above all, wisdom is the principal thing. Above all, get an understanding. And what's that other scripture that you shared with me in Proverbs 3? Your mother used to talk about.
In all thy getting, get a good understanding.
In all thy getting, get an understanding. Why? See, you done beat the child already. They done came in 2 hours late past that curfew. And they tried to tell you you wouldn't hear because your emotions was red hot. They were trying to tell you that they got mugged and they got beat up and they had to walk home. And you were so emotional, you didn't see the blood on their clothes. You didn't see the lip. You didn't see the eye. You just knew that they came 2 hours after their curfew. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody out there. I got to end this. Hallelujah. I hope I'm finished with this and be going on to something else next season. I'll just get led by the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Father God, I thank you for the seed that's sown today. I thank you that it was sown on good ground. I thank you for the harvest, 30, 60, 100-fold, even the 1,000-fold increase in blessing. Hallelujah. I bless your name. I thank you for leading us and guiding us on today in Jesus' name. Amen. And I want to say this. If you have a testimony or you just want to say amen to us or you want to order this teaching because you got a relative, you got a friend, hallelujah, that this teaching would bless, you just call 410-444-5152. And request the teaching 0006. That's all you got to do. 0006. Okay, let me give you the name of it. A Place for Everything and Everything in Its Place, Part 3. This is Part 3. And the number for Part 3 is 0006. You want Part 2, that's 0005. You want Part 1, that's 0004. We got 3 parts of this. Glory to God. You call that number. Again, it's 410-444-5152. Or you want to give a testimony, or you want to ask for prayer, or you just want to say, I want to show into your ministry, but I don't have Zelle, and I don't have Cash App. I don't have anything, but I want to show it to your ministry because you're about a mighty good work. Hallelujah. Call 410-444-5152. And if we're on the other line or voicemail picks up, please leave your name and your number and a brief message, and we'll get back to you within 24 hours. Is that all right? All right. God bless you. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
It's your turn, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Lord, just for a little while.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
If you would like to ask Jesus Christ into your life, hallelujah. If you want to pass from death unto life, hallelujah. Repeat this prayer. Father God, I'm sorry for my sins. Lord God, I ask you right now to come into my heart. Make me a new creature. Hallelujah. I want to be a child of yours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe that you died, you rose, and you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father. And I thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart and saving me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I believe with that prayer, because confession is made with your mouth You have gone from death unto life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're now a child of the Most High God. Ask God what you will. Hallelujah. Ask him what you want. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if there's anyone out there that would like to sow into the ministry, and if you have Cash App, the name for Cash App, or what you would put into Cash App, is $capital T. It's for the rest of the letters are lowercase. P for Potter. H for house. C as in Christian. P as in prayer. W as in worship. And C as in center. Hallelujah. And if you have Zelle, the number for Zelle, if you like to sow, 4434-161352. Hallelujah. And if you would like to call the ministry after we go off the air, if you're saving up your pennies, because we are building a hospital in Uganda with pennies. It's the hospital that pennies built. Hallelujah. You can call 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. There's no offering too big, too small. Hallelujah. For God sees it all. Hallelujah. And name your seed, saints of God. You believe in God for a home? Name that seed. Hallelujah. Sow that seed. You believe in God for new employment? Sow that seed. Name that seed. Hallelujah. You're believing God to bring your children out of sin. You're believing God to protect them while they're out there. Ask them to put that hedge of protection around them. Lord God, I'm sowing this seed. I want my children saved. I want them sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. Sow that seed.
Sow that seed.
Name that seed.
Name that seed.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches, I just love what you're doing here and what you're sharing. If somebody would say, you just want pennies? One penny, U.S. penny, is worth 37.91 shillings in Ugandan money. That's real. That's real. That is real. And so we are building a hospital with pennies. We've already helped the Spiral Road Primary School. Hallelujah. We just thank God for this service. We thank God for what he's doing with us. Pastor Peaches, go ahead.
Something as small as a penny may seem so insignificant to us as being Americans and all. And so a lot of times we walk past a penny on the street, on the ground. Sometimes when people come out of stores, they'll throw their pennies on the ground. Pick up the penny. Don't be shame, or don't feel. I ain't picking up that penny.
I think we have 30 seconds, Pastor Peaches. I'm gonna say the last prayer, okay? Pastor Peaches.
Yes, Pastor.
Okay, because it's time to go. And I'm sorry, we need more time. I don't know. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, hallelujah, verse 24 and 25. So let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus'
name. Amen.
Psalm 19:14. Pastor Peaches, you want to say anything or you want to sing? It's okay with me. Hallelujah.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Hallelujah. Praise God. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Wednesday, 7 p.m. Hallelujah. International Victory Service. Yada la bosha, kare da la bosha. I got the victory. Hallelujah. I got the victory. Hallelujah. I got the victory. Hallelujah. Every knee must bow, every tongue confess that he's Lord. Lord. Every knee must bow, every tongue confess that he's Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
Defeated, hallelujah. Satan's defeated, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.